This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell.
How's it going, Kip?
It's going well, Coach. What a difference a week makes.
Yeah.
We come off that tough loss, and we go to South Effingham on homecoming. They schedule the Pirates for homecoming, and we go up there, and we spoil everything and come away with a 43-0 win. Your comments?
Thankful that I was able to, you know, witness such a dominating performance. Thank you, the man above for traveling mercies, and just, you know, that we didn't have any injuries or any mishaps, and just proud of my guys. As I was thinking about driving over here, we set a goal of winning September, and our records this year in September was 3-1. Really would like to have been 4-0. But, you know, I'm just thinking back to how we went 0-4 in September and just kind of, you know, foiled the whole season. But just proud of my guys, and it feels real good after a win like this going to the bye week.
Coach, the last few games we've gotten off to a slow start on offense. Wasn't the case this Friday night. Talk a little bit about what changed, and maybe the intensity in practice this week had something to do with it. Talked to one of your players on Wednesday morning. He says toughest practice on Monday that he's had since he's been at Brunswick High School. So you kind of set the tone on Monday. Your comments on how the offense came out and performed.
Yeah, we challenged the guys, and they responded. I just felt, you know, going into game five, this is kind of our halfway mark. And you know, we would come out and dominate, you know, no matter what team was in front of them, no matter what the record was. But, you know, our coaches set a challenge to the players of, you know, win the day. And so we just focus on Monday, winning Monday, on Tuesday, winning Tuesday, and so forth and so on. And the kid answered the challenge. I was riding home with one of my players on Friday, and he told me, he said, "Coach, you know, never again will we, you know, go into a game, you know, taking somebody lightly." And it showed. You know, they honestly looked themselves in the mirror and felt like they didn't perform their best, and came out Friday and really, really, really played one of the more dominant performances I've been a part of since I've been here at Brunswick.
Coach, offensive line was criticized the week before. Last week, we rolled up close to 250 yards rushing in the football game. Keep in mind, we had a running clock in the fourth quarter, and you got in just about everybody that made the trip to get some playing time. Talk a little bit about the turnaround there and how pleased you were with that performance.
Yeah, well, again, anytime you can get your third stringers in and get them a chance, because they've been working hard. You know, their job is to give us a look in practice. Another thing that Coach Brady, our special team coach, did is we got a lot more younger guys on special teams. And what we feel like is if we're selling to those guys, you guys want to play, you know, make an impact on special teams. And what did I do? That arrest our starters more from having to use them all on special team. And they responded. Alonzo Brown, you know, blocks a punt. That was huge. And all it was just him put forth effort. And, you know, we're just hoping that this will feed off into the next level of guys that, you know, I say I want to play no matter where coach puts me at. You know, we got to make a difference. And I challenge one of them to make an impact on the game. You know, not offense, no defense. Let's go out here on special teams and make your mark. And that was a huge block that we had Friday in that game by Alonzo Brown.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, they had trouble with our running backs Friday night. You rotated three in there, three good running backs, and they struggled with McMaster. They struggled with McLeod, and they struggled with Robinson. And just comment a little bit about when things are clicking, how tough that is for an opposing team to deal with.
It's scary. Yeah. You got Brandon McMaster coming at you at 208 pounds. You know, you got a shifty Shaq Robinson who's reading our zone run beautifully. You know, he's quick twitch. You know, he's added about 15 to 20 pounds of muscle to those legs. He's tough to tackle. Ben McLeod is another added about 10 to 15 pounds of muscle. And when you keep those guys fresh behind that big offensive line, they're hard to break down. You know, I was just commenting to Shaq and Ben, you know, how we were here last year and how we struggled. And before the game, they were just smiling. They were like, Coach, it's going to be different this year. And, you know, it was, you know. And so, you know, again, like I said, you know, people look at the record and say, oh, you know, Brunswick should have did it, whatever. But I told the guys after the game, enjoy these wins. Because I remember, you know, last year that same game, that was our fifth straight loss. And it was gut-wrenching. Mm-hmm. And the way it ended. And, you know, so enjoy every win. You know, enjoy it. And they deserved it. And I'm just so proud and happy for my guys.
But you brought up an interesting stat. We didn't win a football game last September in 2015, and we won three out of four this September in 16, and probably should have won all four of those. Just talk a little bit about that process and how these kids are maturing as a football team.
I was talking to my defensive coordinator today, Coach Lockett, and I was telling him, I said, you know, Coach, I'm coming on the defense. I said, when I look at last year's film all week, and I look at Friday's game, how is it that you had that big of a turnaround in just, you know, less than a year? He was kind of laughing. I said, you know, these are the same kids. Not like we went out and did like Grayson and got a bunch of transfers. These are the same kids. You know, we got on their butts in January. They work hard. They focus. And they go out against, you know, virtually the same kids and totally dominate them. And like I said, you know, we sat here last year, said every week, believe in the process, trust the process, trust. You know, and of course, you know, some people can't see it, but, you know, now it's coming through fruition. And like I said, I'm just proud of our guys. I mean, these are the same kids. They know what they're doing now this year. They're bigger, stronger, and it's really shown. I'm just excited about the rest of the season.
Coach, our wide receivers, we had many step up Friday night, and I'll get into Jamarius when we come back from the break. But before we go to break, talk a little bit about how the wide receivers played Friday. I've got DJ Whitfield back involved in the offense. Sean made his presence felt, had a special package for him in the fourth quarter that was genius, by the way, to make other teams have to deal with that down the stretch. And Kelvin Daniels, others as well, just had a spread the ball around, and those guys really played well Friday night.
Well, like we told them, you know, we're going to be a running team. You know, that line we had, those three running backs, those two big tight ends, Carmina and Wally Golden, we're going to run the ball. And so when we do have a chance to throw it, you got to make a play. Bottom line, the ball's not going to come to you that many times. When it does, you better make a play. And they responded. Everybody, once again, you know, Jamarius is doing a great job getting the ball in their hands. The one thing that we're not hitting and we're kind of disappointed about is we feel like our intermediate and short game is right where it needs to be. But our deep game, we're still missing the deep ball. And that's going to take work. Like I tell you all the time, we just got to keep working at it. Felt like we're a lot closer this year or this week than we were in past week. But we have to be able to connect in those deep passes. And that's the one thing where I feel like we have to go. Other than that, like you said, those guys are really – you know, stretching out, trying to catch the ball, they're focused on them. And, you know, once it all comes together, you kill. Once it all comes together, you're going to see something beautiful.
All right, we're going to take our first break. More to come on the Coach Larry Harold Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, we talked during the broadcast Friday night about Jamarius Stevens, how he's developing as a quarterback and how he's managing the football game. It seems like when we need him to make a play, he can make a play either with his arm or his feet, and he's just becoming a pretty good quarterback for us. Your thoughts?
He is. Yeah. We talk about him each and every week, and you know, just growing with confidence. And like I said, Coach Joe Scott is doing a great job with him, and just proud of his progress. You know, I can't stress enough his maturity from last year to this year. You know, he can handle criticism now. You know, he responds whenever a coach tells him something to make an adjustment, he immediately makes it. And the thing that is like a lot of people not going to know, he's very smart. The thing we did this year was we challenged him to be able to move a lot faster, not to try to put everybody in the right position. We challenged other guys to know their position, and so he can move a lot faster, and it worked. And, again, I'm just excited about where we can go offensively.
Special teams, Coach, block punt. We've been close on a couple occasions all year, and Alonzo Brown, wide receiver, don't get a lot of playing time, but he comes in and he gets a block punt and sets up a touchdown, basically kind of put the game away in the first half.
Just a great effort by him. We set up the block. Their punter actually was averaging almost 50 yards a punt. And our challenge was the guys to put pressure on him to make him kick quickly. And once we blocked the kick, he really started shanking him. Another adjustment we made was putting Jalen Jackson back deep, because we felt like against Camden, you know, we had some guys that weren't fielding the ball, letting it roll. And that's huge in field position. Jalen is fearless. You know him from his freshman year. He's not afraid of anything. And he almost took one to the house. And just the pressure that's going to put on other teams of getting the ball off quickly with good punts and Ben having to cover with Jalen back there is going to be huge. Just our kickoff team has been very good. You know, we asked they had an offensive lineman on kickoff, and you know, we asked Dalton Third to kick to him every time. He did every time. We found him. And I mean, he took some hits. We were getting out there, he took some hits. You know, our kickoff return game, they kicked it out of bounds. They only had one kickoff for the whole game, and you love to hear that. And then I think the surprise of the day for everybody is that we found us a kicker after doing an all call on Monday. That kid, Patrick Kessler, is good. And I got so many comments about, you know, his kicking, and you know, we're just so happy now that we have a kicker that can make that extra point, and that we will continue to get better with him as we go forward. He was distraught, you know, after missing that first one, which almost looked like a good, just kind of veered off to the left a little bit after looking at the film. But, you know, he was 3-for-4 on the night, and that's only going to help with going down the road.
And the one he missed was after a penalty. So that kind of maybe started messing with his head a little bit. But after that, he was straight money right down the middle.
Yeah, straight down the middle. Yeah. End over end balls. Just proud of that kid. He fits right in. He apologized when he missed the first one to the guys and just told him, you know, I won't miss another one. And just he's so poised as a young man for that being his first game. He's never played football before, Kip. And so, you know, having him go out there in that type of environment, It's huge. It's really huge.
You had talked earlier in the week about him. You were telling me about his composure, and I was watching him out there during the pregame, and you know, you probably could have sent him out there for a 35-yarder or something. He was sticking those through in the pregame. So, you know, and he came up to the coaches and said he wanted to come out and try to help the football team. Is that how it worked out?
Yeah, came out after the Camden game and told Coach McKenzie, our offensive line coach, said, "Coach, I feel like I let, you know, my school, I let y'all down, and I let my football team down. Because I know I can kick the ball through those sticks," as he called them. So, you know, we hear kids say something like that. It's just surprising, yeah. You know, that he has that much pride. And our student body, you know, has so much, you know, pride this season. And you know, school just seems so much more fun. You know, me and the principal, Mr. Gill, was talking about, you know, just the atmosphere of the school now. And like I always say, you know, football season sets the tone for the whole year. If you have a good football team, you know, it's going to kind of bring about, you know, some excitement in the school building, and it has, and we're just glad to have Patrick.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach's defense. This was a first shutout since 2013. We shut out Groves in 2013. They get better and better every week. Just comment about the potential of this group. Can they get much better than what they played already this season?
I text my yep. 2D was a coordinator, and I asked him, I said, "How good are we now? How good can we be?" And they both sent me back laughing emojis. But the thing about it, Kip, is when they have three defensive starters, most of those kids are juniors. I mean, I just can't talk enough about this group. Like, you know, I'm an offensive coach, you know that. But the first thing I wanted to do when ride home watching film is I wanted to watch this defense and just how physical. Those kids, after about the first quarter and a half, did not want to play anymore. You know, the quarterback took some vicious shots, didn't finish the game. You know, several, you know, receivers had to go off. It was just a physical game. But again, after a year, it's just amazing how much more physically dominant we were and are. You know, up front, they couldn't block, you know, Rudy Nix, you kept calling his name. You know, big Reggie Jackson manned the middle at the nose position. You know, Tevin Smalls, Austell, you know, Cam and Sean Ward, and then we got Aubrey Williams and Moore making tackles. And, you know, what can you say about Sherrod Frazier? We actually held out Seth Neugebauer this week because he had some spasms, you know, earlier in the week. He could have went, but we just felt like, you know, we could have went out. And Jagarion Market goes out and records two sacks, you know. So the fact that, you know, we can pull kids out and put guys in and that next guy behind responds, that's what we were talking about since we were here last year, is building the program. Mm-hmm. Our two safeties are playing lights out. I don't know if it's a pair of safeties that's playing better in the state, Jalen Jackson and Denijah Gamage. And our corners are getting better. Quan Chapman had a chance to take one right in his hands to the house.
Full
and kind of slip. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're making plays on the ball. The interception that Jalen Jackson had at the end of the game saved the shutout. I mean, you know, he's toe-tapping interceptions. So, you know, like I said, that defense, and I think you mentioned in your article, defense travels. That's the one thing I know that we can depend on. And you hopefully, as you get into region play, it depends on defense and depend on your special teams and that running game. That's the key ingredient for a pretty darn good ball team.
Coach, before we go to the next break, let's talk a little bit about those two safeties. We know they're athletic. We know they can make plays on the ball. But these guys are laying the lumber, and I know you like safeties that can hit. Just talk a little bit about how they become physical, and I know it's conditioning and strength and conditioning program, but these guys, Jalen, especially Jalen, I noticed during the broadcast, he laid the lumber and some guys didn't get up the other night.
And Jalen, yeah. Both of those guys are two of our strongest skill guys. Mm-hmm. They both power clean, you know, 255 pounds. You know, both of them, you know, can bench, you know, 275. They can squat, you know, close to 500 pounds. I mean, they get after in the weight room. And they're in the same group in our weight training, and they challenge each other. I mean, when you see DBs getting after like that, or skilled guys getting after like that, I mean, it just amazes you. And they're able to carry it over to the field. And they're like, you know, the Blues Brothers back there. I mean, they're back there, you know, talking about, you know, I'll go for the ball and you go for the man and just communicate. They just bring a swagger back there in the secondary that's contagious. And, you know, I'm just excited about those guys. And, you know, receivers, you know, number 14, I don't know his name. you know, wasn't able to take get up. I told Jeff, I said, I think you're going to win for the ball, son. He said, no, coach, I saw that hit. So, yeah. You know, that's what he went for. But, you know, those guys are physical. And I don't know if you ever saw Jalen body comes in. He's a thick little joker. You know, he actually could play some linebacker if he had to. So, you know, those guys are playing outstanding as well. Our corner, Alfonso Clinch, Chapman, and we actually played Sean Smith back there, some corner, because we wanted to play him back there some too in our nickel and dime package.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, I want to talk a little bit more about this defense. I mean, I don't even know what our point per game average is, but it's got to be 11.8 with the shutout.
Number six in all of 6A.
If you can keep it under 20 per game, then you got a chance to go places come playoff time. And just talk a little bit more about the work ethic and the things that you notice in practice and off the field and the little things that is making this group a defense that we're going to remember for a while at Brunswick High.
I've always said it that I felt like once those guys start playing with swagger, I saw the potential all offseason that, you know, there would be something special. And just some of the things that they did on Friday that astounded me was that they held this team under 100 yards, total offense. They only had 7 first downs. They had -5 yards rushing. They forced 2 turnovers. They had 9 tackles for loss and I think 3 sacks. I mean, just totally dominated them. And, you know, the thing is that we can get better. We haven't even reached, you know, I talked to the coach. He said, coach, we still making mistakes, you know, and fitting in our run gaps. And, you know, we got to, when we put our hands on the ball, we got to get that turnover. And, you know, just talking to my coaches, seeing how much better we can get is, you know, that's astounding because, like, again, offense is going to sputter. But like you said, defense travels. And that's what you got to have when it's cold. You know, hopefully you make a deep playoff run. You got to have defense that you can hang that hat on and that we're dominating the line of scrimmage like we are. And now even our secondary is coming to the party corner-wise. You know, they only had 68 total yards of offense, and a lot of that happened when we put our second unit in. So, you know, I'm just proud of that group, and like I said, they're only going to get better.
Coach, have you ever had a defense that for 3 straight games has given up less than 200 yards of total offense?
I don't think I have, Kip. I really don't think I have. And you know, again, even when you look back at the Camden game, you know, holding the wing tee, you know, to that limited production is huge. So, you know, I'm just, again, just astounded. Again, those guys, you know, all of them are, you know, all the linebackers are juniors. You know, you got one senior there on the defensive line, Reggie Jackson, on the first seven. Jagarian Marcus had his coming out party. You know, Cam Futch, Aubrey Williams, Sean Ward. Can't sing his praise enough how he's, you know, just a little thumper. And then, you know, the wild man, Sherrod Frazier. I mean, Sherrod Frazier is a freak. Like I told him, I said, he still hasn't reached his potential to realize that when he gets on the field, he's just physically better than everybody else. You know, he's so quick. And I compare him to a linebacker coach that's at Georgia now. And the difference is that he's faster than him in short space. You know, whereas Roquan was a long strider, his speed was a long strider. He's so quick, twitching, explosive, Sherrod Frazier. It's scary. You know, he's getting off of blocks quicker. You cannot block that man. And then when you try to run outside runs, he walks it down. So just what can I say? You know, I saw Cam Futch, the quarterback, was real elusive, breaking down and tackling him in the open field. I mean, these guys are doing what the coaches are teaching them. And you know, I'm just proud of our coaches staff, what they're doing, and the kids and how they're responding.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, are you starting to get some calls about these linebackers from college recruiters, especially Sherrod?
Yeah, we had a college recruiter come in. Mercer was in there. Of course, they're looking at Gamage, but they're looking at some guys. Sherrod just got an offer this week for Cincinnati. That's his fourth or fifth offer. Give a lot of calls about him. Get a lot of calls about Warren McClendon as well, the big young offensive lineman. Cam Futch is receiving a lot of interest. You know, Georgia Tech is really high on him, as well as a couple other places. And I'm really, you know, telling them about, you know, Aubrey Williams. Aubrey Williams is 6'1", almost 6'2". He can run like a deer. We really have to see how good he can be, as well as several of them. So, you know, right now, the hot ticket right now is Mr. Number 1, Sherrod Frazier. And like I told, I said, you know, I always put number one of my best linebackers, and I knew when I came in, when I took this job, that what he can develop to. And, you know, last year you saw in spurts, and now everybody can see, you know, the big-time player that he's going to be.
Coach, we had, you know, the only thing that I can think of from Friday night that didn't go our way were penalties. Did that have a lot to do with the fact that we were coming off that loss and these kids had a rough week of practice and they were just over-anxious to try to do something good? Because, you know, it seemed like the first two offensive series, we were kind of jittery, but then we settled down and, you know, we were on the road, so sometimes things don't go your way on the road. But, you know, that's the only thing from Friday that I think we need to clean up.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. Off the sides, we got to fix that, whatever's going on, like you said, with anxiousness or not, we got to fix that. A couple of plays, I think they called a hit late, or targeting, I think it was. You know, it was kind of, you know, iffy. But I was really proud of my guys. Later on, the guys started getting frustrated, and the referee came over and commended me. And it was Rudy Nixon that got punched or pushed after the play. And the referee, he restrained, he drew back, and the rest of the guy came and got him. And you got to know Rudy Nixon. Rudy Nixon is the fire plug. I mean, he's – to get him to calm down, I was so proud of him. And I mentioned to the guys at halftime – and he gave him a standing ovation. But the referee, he said, "Coach, your kid did a great job restraining himself. He was, you know, cheap shotted, and he walked away." And that's the type of selfish stuff we gotta have. And the first person that was in there was Cam Futch, you know, pulling him back, saying, "No, nah, bro, we can't do that." You know, Cam Futch still remembers that personal foul he had against Coffey that cost him. And that's what I told you. If these things, you know, you hate to lose, but if you can learn something out of a loss, and it still resonates going into game five, then that's something that's right there in the back of the mind that we can't get personal foul. We can't do dumb things to hurt the team going forward. I'm just proud of my guys. I mean, that shows a lot of restraint because the guy hit him pretty good. And for him to walk away like that shows that, you know, his individual personal thing subsides when it's about the Brunswick Pirates.
Coach, now we're done with most of the non-region schedule. We got one non-region game in week 10. We're coming into the bye week. And then we get into the region schedule. Basically, we're 0-0 on the season. Talk about what you want to do during the bye week as we get ready for Bradwell Institute.
Well, my first thing we're doing, we're going to do a lot of mental work. We're going to watch a lot more film this week. Kind of teeter back on the hitting. You know, we're healthy, but, you know, got a couple of nicks and bruises. Want to get some guys healthy. We really want to rest John Kano. Really want to rest Brandon McMaster. and different ones, you know, they have the ankles and things to try to get them back to 100%. We'll start, you know, working on Bradwell, which is our region opponent, and we'll go out and scout Friday night, some games coming up, and we can region play. And like I said, just seemed like yesterday, you know, we out there at Liberty, it's August, scrimmaging Liberty, now here we are, you know, going to this game of the season. And like I told the guy, we're playing for keeps. October is region month. It's all about region, getting into the playoffs, and then you start playing for seeding, and that's our goal. You know, like I told him, the way it is around the state, all the regions are small this year. We win that first game, we can start talking about playoffs.
There you go. Coach, I want to pay you a compliment. Last week was a tough week, and, you know, it's a testament to you and your staff that you got this team ready and focused to come out this Friday night and play. They could have cakewalked and could have coasted through this game, probably got a win, but they came out with an emphatic performance, and I just want to credit you and your staff for having these kids ready to play.
Thank you, and like I said, I give more credit to them because, you know, I can't really get into it, but I went through some personal things last week myself that I had to deal with, and really had to rely on my staff to get the guys ready. I was in and out of practices and things, dealing with some matters, but I just got a good coaching staff. I mean, you know, I named them all last week, and not going to try to do that again this week, but, you know, I'm just happy with them. They can step in, and like I tell the guys, no matter whether I'm there or not, you know, keep it going. You know, nobody's bigger than the team. No person, no coach, and they just press forward. And like I say, you know, you hate to lose, but I just think our focus now is so much more intense after that 1-point loss to Camden. And just, you know, the criticism they took last week, the kids took it personal, the coaches took it personal, and they really were focused in a lot. And then before the game, we heard that it was homecoming. I didn't have to say anything else. So, you know, just glad we can go up there and fool somebody else's homecoming and come in with such an impressive victory.
We're going to have a bye week show next week where we'll talk about Bradwell and talk about the season to date. So, Coach, I just want to congratulate you on a fine win Friday night. And any last comments before we sign off?
Just like I said, just want to thank the community, thank the band, the cheerleaders for traveling. We had a nice turnout in the crowd. The guys really feel that support. People may not think it. Our cafeteria staff, you know, led by Miss Selena McMillan, our Booster Club president, vice president, Miss Nixon and Miss Gilliard, and the other Booster Club members, and just really get behind this team. I think you're going to see something special coming down the pike. I know people are really geared up and ready about a particular game, which we're not going to talk about until it's that time. But there's still a lot of good ball left to play, and you know, you come to these games, you're going to see some phenomenal athletes that we have to display every Friday night. So I thank you for your support and what you and Mr. Bishop do as far as broadcasting our game. And just like I always say, go Pirates.
Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's and join us every Sunday night at 6:30 for the Larry Harold Show. For Coach Larry Harold, I'm Kip Branch signing off.